Maaser Sheni Perikei Mishnah Dalid 5-4. We now discuss Ketzad Podin Neter Avai, how one goes about redeeming his fourth year produce. And you'll notice here that we've lapsed from the Kerem Ravai expression of the first three Mishnayos now to Neter Ravai, to any tree fruit produce. So you'll recall, first of all, that we're passing like Beis Hillel that the halachas of Ravai are learned out from Maaser Sheni, and so far, therefore, everything's been the same, according to Beis Hillel, and that's the halacha. When it came to Maaser Sheni, if you recall from the last perek, the way one redeems it is based on a third-party valuation of the fair market price. And if you have standard produce, so then, since the prices are quite well known, a single appraiser, as long as he's fairly expert in his business, so he can be relied upon, and that's fine. However, if you have unusual produce, the example in the Mishnah given was if their produce started to spoil. So then you need to have a panel of three experts who will do the appraisal. In such a case, you could have yourself be one of the experts or have a non-Jew, etc. But you needed three because it's sort of a bit of judgment call, just how much this beginning to spoil produce could fetch, because of course, as it spoils further, it fetches less and less, etc. So it's a bit of a judgment call. Here in our Mishnah, we're going to say that in all cases, for Ravai, a panel of three is required. And the reason why is because, as the Mishnah will explain, there is an allowance for the farmer to deduct the costs he incurred in cultivating this fourth year produce from the time it appears on the trees. So we're not talking about the costs of planting, etc., but the costs of the harvesting process itself, and if there's things like, you know, pruning and fumigation and picking and shipping and handling, all those kind of things, one could deduct those expenses when he figures out how much he has to put forth to redeem his produce. And that, of course, is quite a complex calculation. It would depend, of course, on the season, how much rain there's been, how much labor it costs in this time and place, et cetera, et cetera. That being the case, you'll need three. And that's what the Mishnah says here. Ketzad Podin Neter Ravai, how does one go about redeeming his Neter Ravai, his fourth year produce? Meniach es hasal al pi shlosha. He puts down a basket containing a sample of the produce before a panel of three. Va'omer, and he says, Kama adam rotzu livdos lo basela. How much would a person, how many of these baskets, let's say, would a person require if he's investing, if he's paying one seller for the baskets? Almanas provided that, lahotzi yitzios mebeso, provided that he is required, the person buying it would have to also pay for the expenses involved in the harvesting of this produce. You'll recall the Mishnah explicitly said previously, when it came to Maaser Sheni, one may not deduct the yitzios mebeso, the expenses from his own pocket, but here, when it comes to redemption of Ravai, one may. So that's a bit of a complex calculation. And they will give him a number. They'll say, listen, for a seller, people would pay, you know, require four baskets of produce like that to be worth a seller, whatever it is. And then at that point, assuming, let's say, it is four baskets, and let's say, for example, it's eight baskets total. So the one that's in front of the panel of three, the remaining seven baskets are back at his, you know, back in his vineyard. He will umaniach esamaos. He'll put down money, meaning in this case, let's say two slime. Va'omer, and he'll say, kol hanilkat mezeh mechulal al hamaos elu. He says, whatever had been picked from this particular, you know, this harvest should be mechulal, deconsecrated onto Almoselu, onto these coins, in my example of two slum, bekach v'kach slum besela, based on that price of four baskets equal one seller, or whatever it was that the panel said was the right price. The way the Mishnah makes it sound, it sort of like sounds like a very formal, rehearsed liturgy that you're saying. Actually, that's not the case. He has to indeed get a formal appraisal from the panel of three, and he'll have to formally do the deconsecration, but these particular words, this particular repartee between the panel and him is actually not strictly necessary, but the halacha is indeed like this, the gist of how this Mishnah depicts it.